and PJ podcast.
Hello and welcome to tonight's podcast. It's all thanks to My Republic. We're chatting about it in the show, but team dinner tonight. We're all going out for intern Deviant's birthday.
Oh, did you Turkish?
Get before we come, did you get the present?
Oh, yeah, did you get it?
No.
All good. Hey, David.
Hey. What happened?
Nothing. All good. Nothing to see here.
Your present's in the mail. It didn't arrive in time.
You guys got me a present?
Neither.
Is this like what happened with the hat?
No, no, no. So, we were Facebook.
No, don't give away too much.
We were Facebook.
It's a secret.
Okay. Jason. No, no, no. It's the thought it counts. We were Facebook messaging each other today.
Yeah.
And I
this
said,
time
we
last week.
It a week ago.
And I said to the guys, should we all chuck in some money and
get David a present?
Whoa, guys, whoa. And I said, should we all chuck in some money and get Dave a present? And they were like, oh, yeah. At first, they're like, oh. And I'm like, fine, I'll cover it.
You're such a yana.
DJ said $500 each. Because that's
typical.
Yeah,
nice.
No, yeah. Christmas, it's a grand. we did plan to chuck some money in and get you something, and we still do that, and we're going to do that later. Yeah.
But isn't it more exciting when it's
but
not
did,
on your birthday?
Because
then you've got something
like
to look forward
for
to.
Your lunch today.
What
has PJ done for you?
I've honestly had a really good birthday because you guys have constantly reminded me that it's my birthday and given me special treatment, and Jace hasn't been a bully to me.
Oh, don't. Don't use the B word. I'm nice to you. I'm always nice to you.
No, I know. I'm only kidding. But no, it's been a good birthday.
No, yeah.
And I'm really surprised you guys got me a birthday present.
So well, we haven't yet.
We talked about getting a birthday present.
Yeah.
It's coming. Oh. It's coming. It'll,
yeah.
Okay. It'll come.
Yeah, talked about getting your birthday present.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, anyway, Turkish tonight, who am I meeting from your group of friends?
My friend Joe, who's like my friend from one of my best mates from high school. I think Nick Alder and his girlfriend Danny might be coming. Oh, my friend Sam, who I went to B school with.
Oh, there's a lot of new people.
Sam who?
Holbert.
Oh, I don't know.
Did you hook up with him?
No.
Different Sam.
You see, he's done seating arrangements. None of us are sitting together.
I'm out. I can't.
What? Yeah. Is there seating arrangement?
No. I was only going
to
stop
you
him
guys,
for a drink.
You guys are like the entertaining ones, so I thought I'd space you out.
No, I'm
so you
not
can,
great in it. Oh, no.
No, you two are actually together, Alex and Polly.
Yes.
Jace. You're
yes.
I'll be sitting with my anxiety at the end of the table. That's where I'll be. I know you're taking the piss. I couldn't handle that.
Yeah.
Is it shared dishes tonight, or is it?
I don't know, Alex.
No,
been there.
We went there for our BYO last.
Yeah,
year.
That's where we went for the BYO.
The Auckland one. You remember?
You don't remember that.
You drank rosé that night.
Are we allowed back there?
Do you remember?
Yeah.
When we had.
I did a runner that night.
You had.
You
a, remember I did the Phantom that
yeah,
night.
Yeah. You always do a runner though. Nothing different.
Yeah.
You had a little bit of red wine, and I grabbed someone's white wine.
Yes, that's
and
right.
I poured your white wine
like
in
a rosé.
Oh, it's like a rosé. And the girl across the table goes, "That's not a fucking rosé. A rosé is a completely different grape."
That's that. And I remember that.
She would have thought we were just these naive radio folk who genuinely thought it was a rosé.
I remember that exact moment because I looked at her and went, "Back in a sec." And then I.
Did you know I was there for another few hours hanging out?
Yeah, we know, mate. We know. And then you Facebook friended everyone, and then you started posting pissy photos.
That's
and
right.
You're
turned
a mess.
Into a dance
you were
club
doing then. That at the Christchurch one as well when I was there.
All right. Anyway, enjoy the show.
God, David.
I'm.
We didn't really know David very well, but he came along because he was like weird fanboy.
This
was
the Christchurch one?
I was not a weird fanboy. You invited me, Alex.
I wasn't there, was I?
No,
the kids
you were
sick.
No, nah, Mrs. Yeah. wouldn't let you,
you
out.
Skyped and, you Skyped in, though.
Yeah. And he told us some grim stories. We'll never get to them on the show, but
no.
Boy, we
can
really
you do
saw.
Them in your diary segment?
No.
No.
We can't
I
even
to
do
it,
them.
Jace, but Alex won't let me.
You can say all
sorts
Alex of things.
I think Alex has got a good sense of judgment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I need to go to the toilet.
Should do a blog or something, eh? People can find it on the blog.
No, yeah, save
you have
the
to
content.
Put, yeah, you have to put your birth date in before you get into it.
Save the content. Do it on the show. When Alex is sick one day, I'll drag you in and go, what were the stories?
Yeah, cool. We won't have a job. I won't have a job to come back to.
The door will just kick open. It'll be Alex in a hospital gown hooked up to a drip going, fucking turn his mic off!
Why are you wishing hospital upon me?
What? No, I'm just saying, you know the rule. If
yeah,
you're sick,
right.
If you're sick,
if you're sick, broadcast from the hospital.
That too. But also, if you're sick, you got to be on a drip. That's Jax's rule.
Oh, yeah, true.
Do you remember that? I still don't believe that one time you've been sick.
Yes,
you're on
I
a
know.
Drip.
Sorry, Jax always
handed
said,
up. You never seen a photo.
You can't take a sick day unless you're on a drip. And then the one day that he tries to take off, he's like, guys, I'm on a drip.
I'm seriously on a drip.
And he sent photos of him on a drip. I swear it was just like.
He just got one of those hangovers
or something attached to his hand.
Mind you, who knows what medical supplies he's got in his house?
I know.
All right, enjoy the podcast, everyone.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
It's almost fair to recommend that if you are about to go travelling or on a plane, don't look at the news because there are so many horror plane stories coming out that you just don't need to know about.
The AirAsia one this week with the shaking plane.
That's right. It was like a washing machine.
Yeah.
Another story coming out today, coming out of China, a flight from Shanghai actually got delayed after an elderly passenger was suspected of throwing coins into the plane's engine. Now, the plane hadn't actually taken off yet.
So she was walking out on the tarmac.
She was going up like the stairs.
I love that. Just side note. You know what? When they're like, hey, you're going to walk out and walk up the stairs? I always feel like the president. Like I walk out on the tarmac and sort of
like in the regional flights.
Yeah,
like 10 other people. You're like, yeah. I'm
I get the baggage handle of the wave, like the presidential wave, and he just looked at me like, yeah, get on the plane, Dick.
So anyway, she's walking up these stairs, and then she's got like a couple of family members with her. All of a sudden, throws about 9 coins into the engine. A couple of passengers see it, and they're like, "What is she doing?"
Yeah.
Turns out, apparently, she was doing it for good luck, and it was for blessings.
This would be something you'd do.
No. I mean, I'm not going to throw coins into an engine.
Who has tied the giant piece of kale to the wing? Is that the passenger in seat 43D?
Sorry, that's me. I thought it'd be good luck.
Fortunately, obviously. It's going to be cold pressed soon. Maintenance crew inspected the aircraft. They found 9 coins in the engine and fortunately they looked it up. They looked after it. The flight was later given a green light and took off a few hours later. God. Jeepers!
I remember...
How terrifying is that?
I was waiting to leave Brisbane on a flight once and we were about to board and then they had to come over and be like, "So everyone, our flight's going to be delayed several hours." And she knew the guy and she goes, "Because Mick, who was just filling up the aircraft, decided to take off in the car with the fuel still connected to the plane." So it obviously still had the bows a bit connected to the plane. He stopped pumping the fuel, but as he's taken off, like the hose is still connected to the plane, which is then jammed.
Oh, that's not ideal.
No.
So if you'd taken off, it would still have been connected?
Yeah, like the hose was still connected.
Jeepers.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like when you put the petrol into the petrol.
Here we go.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you drive off with your car when you just got petrol, it'd be a bit like that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, tell me you haven't done that.
I haven't done that.
No, that's your lying
face.
No,
I haven't done it.
Really?
I'm not sure.
Oh, jeez.
No, I haven't. Of course I haven't.
No, you can't say. You can't say, "Of course I haven't." You're the sort of person that would.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
I feel like I need some popcorn. You look really nervous to tell me something and I'm so excited. Look.
Why I do the whole massage thing when we go on holidays, I don't know. I'm not even into it. I'm not a massage
guy. Is this another massage-related story?
Yeah, well, that's all you do in Bali.
Yeah, good point.
It was either that or get my hair braided and no one's touching what I got left. So we're over in Bali. I was mentioning the other day that Lou dragged me along for a couples massage and it ended quite awkwardly.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was movement of a third leg variety.
Yeah. We don't need to revisit the story.
Okay, for anyone who missed it.
Good point.
Okay? Anyway, a couple of days later, Lou was like, "Hey, babe, let's go and get massages." This is last week when we were in Bali on holidays.
Another joint couple one?
No, separate rooms.
Okay.
And I'm like, "Oh, babe, I don't want to go have another massage. Like something happened the other day. I wasn't feeling comfortable." She's like, "Oh, come and get another treatment." I'm like, "How many treatments?" Like, I didn't know it was like a Macca's menu at a day spa.
Oh, it's variety.
It's full on. Mm. Full on. You can get facials, nails, all that stuff. Mm. So I opted for a body scrub.
Why?
Because it was really cheap.
You hate being touched.
No. Don't like my feet being touched.
Okay, so you're
okay. Rest of the body's fine. Yeah, rest of the body. Well, not all parts, as I learnt with the previous massage. But the reason why is they had like this full shower room, and what happens is you lay down on like this you lay down on like this concrete bed, right? Mm. Again with the paper G string. They give you one of them.
You quite like those paper G's, don't you? You've been talking a lot about those baby G's since you've come back.
Promise
you don't have a secret collection at home.
I don't have a secret collection, all right? Anyway, so you lay down on this concrete bed. Mm. You're in the paper underwear. Mm. They put a little sheet over you. But here's the thing. Above you are like 4 massive showerhead jets.
Yeah.
And then what happens is over an hour, they massage and clean your body and they use like a raw sugar, coconut and oil.
Nice.
And they scrub your body.
That sounds amazing.
Like exfoliating your body. And I'm laying there, I'm like, "Oh God, I feel so clean." I was like, "I feel amazingly
clean."
You like
that?
Great feeling. An hour she's been doing this, right? Then she gets coconut oil and starts like massaging your head. So all my hair is now...
Oh, your hair's got coconut oil. That's meant to be fantastic for your hair.
It was amazing. Completely covered in coconut oil. Mm. So my whole body now is covered in this crap. Raw sugar, coconut, and oil, right? And I'm waiting for the jets. I'm lying there. I'm in full zen moment. And then I can hear her sort of playing with the taps over on the right. And I can hear her getting quite flustered. And then I start coming out of the zen moment because I'm like, something's going on. I don't know what's happening. She leaves the room. Just leaves the room. I'm laying there covered in the stuff. I'm like, so then I take the towel off my eyes and have a peek around to make sure I'm alone in the room. I'm like, what's going on? Like, come on. Next minute, the room fills with three staff members. Three ladies enter the room. I'm just laying on the bed in the paper G out there, still covered in all this crap.
Yeah.
And she goes, excuse me, sir. We have a problem with the water. We cannot get the water to go. I am laying there in a paper G covered in sugar, oil, and coconut. And then after like 10 minutes, they're jostling with the water. She goes, we have no hot water available. It's only freezing cold. It's up to you, but I think I would suggest not laying on the bed because it's icy cold water. It comes out. I think you should just go and have a shower and clean yourself up.
And I'm so like, how far away was the shower?
Like, it wasn't too far. But then I've come out to reception and she goes, how was that, sir? Are you feeling relaxed? I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling relaxed. I just had a staff meeting next to me when I was in a G covered in oil and coconut. And then she goes, I'm so sorry for your trouble. We're going to give you $5 discount. And typical me, what did I do? Oh, thank you very much. That's lovely. You don't have
did
to
Did you
do
come
that.
Back the next day?
No, but I shouldn't have even paid. The Jason PJ Podcast. DJ
PJ. That's right, guys. All you got to do is tell us what single we're playing, and if you can depict the first second, the first second of the song, then we're gonna.
You lost it.
What do you mean?
I thought you were going UK.
No, I'm mixing it up every day.
What's that?
What do you think it is?
Is that Aussie?
Yes.
Oh, PJ, that was terrible.
Chuck another shrimp on the barbie, mate. I've been hanging out with my kangaroos in the big wild outback.
I would strongly suggest going back to the UK. DJ PJ.
All right, welcome along to DJ PJ. Oh, we're back. Oh, let's give away some earphones. All right. $0800 at M to play.
All right, so DJ PJ, going to spin a song up on the decks. If you can work out what song it is, the headphones are yours. It is that easy. 0800-DIALS-ZM is our number to join us on the air. All right, let's go. DJ PJ, callers are waiting.
Hello, Dominic.
Hello.
All right, I'm going to spin some tunes. You're going to tell me what it is. Here we go.
Cool.
Oh,
it's quite quick.
Dominic.
All right, I'll do it again.
Oh, the baby's crying in the background.
Okay, here we go.
You've upset the baby. It's probably an Australian baby. It heard the accent. Take a listen. Okay, here we go. Here we go, Dom.
Oh, my God.
Really need
All right.
It. How do you politely ask a baby to be quiet?
Okay, Dom, let's do it one more time.
Any ideas?
I can't hear it, sorry.
Oh, it's not our fault, it's the baby. Okay, all right, here we go. And now you're reversing, so you've got the beep. Like, seriously. All okay. Right, okay, one more time.
One more time.
All right, here we go. Oh, come on, mate.
We're going to have to move on. I'm so sorry.
No. One more shot,
okay.
All right, here we go, Dominic. Take a listen. Are you taking the piss?
This is a
stitch up. Okay. All right. We've got to move on. 0800 dial ZM. It's like every time we went to play it, it'd be like, oh, let's put the car in reverse.
Hello, Hayden. Welcome along to DJ PJ. What is this?
Was it Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back, by any chance?
You got it,
my
man.
Yeah.
Man. See what happens when you don't reverse?
You win some earphones worth $229 as well.
Oh, sweet, yeah.
There you go. He's like, oh, they're worth a bit of coin
I'll
now.
Claim that.
Yeah. Well, you can. They're yours. That's the idea of it. You ring up, you play the game.
Beep, beep.
What was that?
I was just trying to be funny because the reversing sound kept interrupting before.
That's great. It's very funny.
Beep, beep.
Oh, never prayed so much for an ad break in my life. The
Jason
PJ
Podcast. Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code PODCAST and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that. ZM's Jason PJ. Right now, we'd love to hear from you. What did you find in a bin? Or what did you see in a bin?
Really?
There's context, trust me.
I hope
Go
so.
Go with me here.
Is it International Bin Day or something
no.
and we're celebrating?
So actually, earlier in the year, you may have heard us talk on the show about the people of Southland and their recycling habits. And basically, they've been told off because it's actually happened more than once. So first of all, they revealed the things that were found in the recycling bins in Southland. Then it happened again in May, saying that their habits weren't improving. And now again, people of the Southland region have been firmly told that they need to get their recycling habits together.
I'll tell you why they're getting in trouble. What? Because the normal bin's like a third of the size of the recycling. Our bin always gets full and there's the recycling just going, oh, look at
yeah,
me,
that's
I've got
true,
so much
actually,
room.
But not an excuse, Jason
no,
Hawkins.
No, I'm just letting you know.
They've actually released 10 of the most interesting items that have been found in Southland recycling bins over the last
Is this really
year.
Interesting?
It's a little bit.
Okay.
Number one, live ammunition.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa,
yes.
That's heavy.
Yes.
I've got fireworks at home that I haven't set off for
and
2 years.
And explosive hazards, that's another one as
if
well.
If I've got fireworks from Guy Fawkes, am I, like, what's it used by? No, I wouldn't put them in the bin. Everyone's looking at me in the producer's room like, no, Jason. I wouldn't put them in the bin. Is there a used by on fireworks?
Yeah, they usually have an expiry.
Okay, I'll check that.
Yeah, definitely check that. Number two, used nappies in the recycling bin.
Oh,
number three, medical waste, including needles and catheter bags.
Oh, catheter bags.
Not catheter bags, catheter.
Catheter bags. Yeah.
Latex or unclean adult toys.
In the recycling
yes.
bin?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
No, guys.
Really?
No. Yeah.
But can't recycle rubber and plastic? Just not all forms of rubber and plastic.
Yeah.
Suppose you don't want to know. You're getting someone else.
No, definitely right. not. Carcasses of the animal variety. Which
oh, this is heavy,
No, I'm saying this is not
this
good, Jase.
This is heavy.
Rotten food, garden hoses, clothing, blankets, bedding, rubber mats.
Oh, don't just rush through the rest now because you feel bad.
But seriously, like...
I can't put a plastic bag in, can I?
No.
No, that was a test.
No, you can't.
That was a test.
I'll 800 does it him though because I feel like you could see some pretty interesting things in a bin.
Well, we're starting with live ammunition and a fireworks display.
Okay, like what did you see in a bin?
Nothing heavy. We certainly don't want a Patapop wrapper. But, you know, you want something
decent. Yeah.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Joining us first, we've got Ryan. Very good afternoon to you, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, mate. Lucky you got through on the phones.
Hectic.
Just been mental.
Yeah, you got no idea. What did you find or see in a bin?
So brother-in-law, he had a skip kind of business, and so after the earthquakes, all the bottle shops and stuff that had damaged stock, they had to throw it out. he went and collected all the liquor from bottle shops and
really?
Had that in the skip.
No way. Good, and it was full bottles.
Full bottles, so like, you know, Jim Beam had forgotten vodka and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right. Wow. So well, I suppose they'd have to throw it out for insurance reasons
right.
and all that sort of thing. Yeah, do you think I was just going to say, do you think he'd be calling up to show off that he got empty, broken bottles?
Good point. Very good point. You'd often find that in a recycling bin. You're right.
You would. Yeah, you would.
All right, Crystal, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
We're good.
Thanks. What did you find in a bin?
A prosthetic leg.
Really?
I'm a nurse, so I was walking past down the corridor and it just saw it out of the corner of my eye and I double took and I'm like, oh my gosh, is that a real leg? No, just a prosthetic leg, thank goodness.
I don't know, but I'm surprised it was thrown out. If a person didn't need it anymore, can't you change like the moulding? Like, is that?
So I don't know what had happened. I didn't get involved with it. I just saw it. Got a bit of a fright and kept on going.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean?
Like, you literally the fright of your life, though.
Oh, I mean,
if you did see it in your peripheral, you just be like, bloody hell.
Monique, hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you going?
We're good, mate. Again, congratulations on getting through for today's topic. What did you find in a bin?
Oh, so, Jace, you're like this one. We were having a bit of not-so-quiet drinks around at our flat.
Right.
And a little bit of a fight kind of started happening outside and they'd knocked the neighbours really been over and there was a PlayStation 2 in there and about 15 to 20 games.
What?
Scored? Did you get it out?
What?
Yeah, we took it out and we made sure, like, it was probably 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right, yep. You made sure no one saw you going through the bin?
I'm not sure. There was a lot of people on the show.
Yeah, right, gotcha. Okay. And then,
And went inside and we all sat down and started playing a game of Bars List, the neighbour's PlayStation game.
Perfect.
In that situation, do you get out like a sanitizer or did you just sort of put it straight in the lounge?
To wipe off the print?
No, we tucked it straight in the lounge.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Out of curiosity, are you thinking to clean the PlayStation or more to wipe off any fingerprints?
Both.
Yeah,
really?
It's a win.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Now, Peach, when we returned from holidays,
yeah,
you talked a big game and you said, "Hey, Jace, I got you a present."
Yeah.
It wasn't a giant bottle of Belvedere from Duty Free.
No, you've got enough of that.
Well, had enough of it. You got me a cheese cutter hat.
Yeah.
And normally reserved for old men. Don't.
I won't.
Because you want me to get rid of the trucker hat I've been wearing for 4 years.
The Von Zippet's old. It's stale. It needs a refresh.
All right. So you bought me this hat in London. However, yeah, it is size XXXXL.
Correct.
It doesn't fit my head. I want to give it away. You said it's only going to someone if it actually fits them.
Mm.
Tim contacted the show and said, "Hey, guys, I got a massive head. Can I try it?"
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are about to cross to Tim. He is where, Alex?
He's in the Kapiti Coast, Parapara'umu, which is just by Wellington.
Right, mm-hmm. So we're about to cross to him, right? And we actually sent the hat to him overnight.
Yeah.
And all day I've been saying to Alex, "Hey, make sure you organise FaceTime or something. I want to see when he puts the hat on."
Yeah.
And I know Alex has been running around frantically for like the last hour trying to make sure this guy's got FaceTime.
Yeah.
Which I thought was weird that he didn't have it.
Yeah. Oh no, what's happened?
During the break, Alex has come in and admitted something to me. Tell PJ. She's the mum of the show as well.
I was just trying to be a good producer. The hat's been lost in transit. Courier Post has lost it. Well, they found it, but it got lost, so it didn't get on the plane last night.
So he's been lying to us, saying that Tim's got
the hat. So where is it?
So we know where it is, though, don't we?
Head down.
Yeah, well it's on its way still. So it won't get there until after the show.
Now, here's the thing, right? This is how far he's gone down the track of lying. I've told him, no lies on this show. Tell Peach what you had Tim organised ready to do. And this is why you didn't want to use FaceTime.
Well, he's a drama teacher, so I was like, "Oh, he can act." And I was just, I didn't want you guys, I didn't, you know, we don't fake things.
Ellie, you know I wouldn't get mad. I'd be understanding.
Yeah, I know. So I was going to get him to, like, get, like, a plastic bag and pretend to open the package and...
Did you say Madoff stuffed up? You don't know. I haven't told Jason said, PJ.
I blamed it on NZ Post. I didn't blame it on myself.
And then were you like, "Look, you know, I don't want to tell the guys. Can you pretend?"
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So
wait, just quickly, I just got to know the hat is safe, right?
Yeah, the hat's safe. So here's the thing.
We think.
Right now, we know Tim is not listening.
Yeah.
But he is waiting for our phone call.
Oh, no.
So what I want to do is because Alex has teed Tim up that he's got to act to us.
No.
So we're gonna play a song and we are going to call him just like how you've organised. And I'm going to ask him such specific questions about the hat.
And see if he backs me up.
Let's just see how far he goes with this lie.
Oh, little Timmy.
Now, have you learnt your lesson? You don't lie to mum and dad on the show.
Yeah.
All right? I mean, don't get me wrong. It's good because it's filled another break in the show. But, you know, coming up next.
Can you never call us mum and dad again?
Yeah.
Makes me feel
weird. Mummy and daddy.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the hat PJ bought for me as a present when she was overseas. However, it's XXXXL. It's massive.
It's really big.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. Sorry. Thank you for the gift.
You're welcome.
Now, I was bitching about the other day. Tim, who listens to the show, called up and said, "Hey, guys, I've got a massive head. Can I have the hat?" Now, the plan was we were going to ship him the hat overnight and then Paige and I would call him on the show today, get him to try it on. Producer Alex has just revealed to us that he stuffed up and the hat isn't actually there. Now, because Alex...
Because
Alex didn't want to let us down, he actually called Tim and said, "Hey, when the guys call you today... can you pretend that the hat is there?"
He's a drama teacher as well, so he could be really good at this.
And he can't hear what we're saying at the moment because he's currently on hold. We're playing different hold music down the line.
Breaks my heart a little bit.
So I'm about to pick up Tim from hold. Let's ask him questions about the hat.
And really, it's just imaginary.
And see how long he lives the lie. Are we ready? Okay. So joining us yet again back on the air, welcome Big Head Timmy. Hello.
Thank you very much.
Tell me the good news. You've got the package in front of you.
I have got the package in front of me.
Right. You haven't unwrapped it yet, have you?
I have not.
Okay. All right. Here's the moment. Here we go. If you want to start unwrapping the package and tell us what you see in front of you.
I see a hat.
Right. Describe the hat.
It's what do they call it? A cheese cutter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of a like a browny beigey kind of color.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's got a fair bit of room in it. how big's your head, Jason?
I know. initial reactions when looking at the quality, like feel the material. What do you think it feels like?
Yeah, like a tweed, I think they call it.
Isn't yeah,
kind yeah of it's a bit tweedy.
Yeah, that kind of like old man fabric.
Ask him about the smell that you brought up yesterday.
Yeah, we found that it kind of has like a weird sort of sweet smell. Can you smell it?
Have it, take it, like breathe it in. To me, it's like a raspberries sort of.
Yeah, sweet. I don't know. The hat smells sweet. It's kind of sweet.
We haven't addressed this yet on the air, and I was going to get your opinion on it. PJ thinks it's reversible, but see the bright pink lining on the inside? To me, I don't think that's a reversible hat.
I mean, I'm not seeing bright pink, but I wouldn't call it a reversible hat, no.
What do you mean you're not seeing the pink?
It's not a pink. I don't know. I would have said like a rusty kind of brownie kind of colour.
Yeah, right. Right. Okay. Well, the moment is here. I mean, we need you to try it on. You're not wearing a hat at the moment, are you, Tim?
No.
Right. Okay. Are you? Should we do like the count of three and you put it on?
Cool.
Three. Oh, you were going to go with one. Okay.
One, two, three.
Go. Put it on. Does it fit?
It's a little big. It's not what it called. No, it's not snug. It's kind of big.
Yeah. Right.
Which is kind of impressive. Like, I don't find big hats very often, so.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
We know Alex stuffed up and you're actually lying to us.
Good acting.
We know you don't have the hat, buddy.
He was like, oh, you're really covering my ass. I'm really in the shit because I didn't get the hat.
I don't think I would have guessed. I actually reckon I would have thought he was telling the truth.
Oh, mate, he could have said the hat was bright blue and PJ would have been like, oh, I missed that. I didn't look at it yesterday. well, look, Tim, we're a day behind, so it is lost in transit, but the hat is on the way. We will actually cross to you tomorrow and get you to try on the hat, okay? It is real and it's on the way.
All good, mate.
Hey, just out of curiosity, is it just you standing alone in a room, like, sniffing the air, saying, yeah, it smells like raspberries?
I'm sitting at my desk, but yeah, pretty much.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Jason PJ's verbal ping pong.
Thanks for joining us, Courtside New Zealand. We play this every week. Rules of the game, producer Alex.
It's a lot like the game Ship Came Into the Harbour. I'm going to give you three different topics. You've got to say something from each of those topics until one of you can't. Current score, 13-11 to Jason Hawkins.
Sorry, headphones dropped out. What was that?
13-11 to Jason Paul Hawkins.
No, they keep dropping out.
I thought you'd have gained some maturity on your two-week holiday. Obviously not.
Please. I will point out how serious we take this game. We actually set up a ping pong table in the studio and we put on team T-shirts.
Yeah. Like,
there's no mucking around.
Oh, we got sweatbands.
There's no, to be fair, I wear them every day anyway.
It's your only opportunity to feel like an actual athlete.
Yeah.
Hey, intern Demi and Dave, you are the referee. You are not supposed to take sides. Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to explain this to him before. He needs to be impartial.
Yeah, yeah.
He is impartial.
No, did he or did he not pass you an illegal supplement before the game?
It's not an illegal supplement. It's a calming stone.
That was before the game as well.
Right.
During the game, I have my ref cap on.
Okay.
But yes, I do have the calming stone.
Please. Here we go. It is a best of three situation. Because I won last week, PJ will be going first.
Gracias.
What's that?
Thank you in Spanish. Good start.
She's Barcelona. At me. I'm like, hey, don't do that. Here we go.
Question. Animals that sting you.
Jellyfish.
Stingray.
A bee.
Blue bottle.
It's a jellyfish.
No, it isn't. It is not. It is. I guarantee you it's not.
Checking.
He's just checking.
Blue bottle. It's got like the giant blue tail on it. Jellyfish is completely different.
It's not from the jellyfish.
No. It is a completely different animal.
A jellyfish.
Trust me. I was a surf lifesaver when I was younger.
Look how seriously they're taking it now because in the past.
Trust me. Check your text message. They are a different animal. Jellyfish and a blue bottle are completely different. Thank you. They are completely different.
Are you talking about a Portuguese man of war?
No, I'm talking about a blue bottle.
Sounds like an Aussie thing. Well, benefit of the doubt.
We do have blue bottles here.
Yes, you do. Thank you very much.
Blue bottle jellyfish.
Anyway, continue.
A beetle.
Oh, beetle doesn't sting you.
Yeah, it does.
You had a 30-minute wait. No. That's what you came up with, a beetle. A wasp.
Sorry, Jace. Blue bottle. is a jellyfish.
No, it is not. No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No, bring the laptop over here. I am over this game. I am sick of it. Wait on. A blue small bottle. Blue
it's a jellyfish.
It's a small blue jellyfish. No, but it's not a jellyfish.
You just said it. All right, round two. Here we go. Here we go.
No, stop. That is on Wikipedia. I want it to. No, I want it.
Where else do you want it from?
I can go onto Wikipedia and change it. Check
the text
machine.
Let's go to round two in the meantime, PJ.
Who's got the win?
Radio, that's what we use all the time.
Mate. You've not got that win. You search a different laptop. I'm not going until
we...
Different laptop, different search engine, please.
Check the text machine for us.
Get on the people decide. Yes.
Check the text machine. Okay, the people
I'll check
decide.
The text. No, blue...
What's that? What was the first text? Hang on. What was the first text?
Did you say stingray?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did the start.
Yeah, they don't sting. And also...
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they put a barb into you.
Someone did say blue bottle is not a jellyfish.
Someone did?
Yeah.
How many other people, PJ?
Refreshing the text machine.
How many other people?
It's a jellyfish.
Is it a jellyfish?
So we're 50%.
Oh, there's two people have texted.
Do we agree that one's not counted?
Yeah,
do we agree that one's not counted?
Yeah, we'll okay. spend enough time. Here
moving
we go.
On, moving on.
So PJ won?
No, are you not listening? We're skipping that one.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
And you can tell she's happy too, because she's got her lying face on. She's freaking out looking at the text machine.
Oh, no, they're all saying it's not a jellyfish. Anyway, let's move on.
US presidents.
Bill Clinton.
Abraham Lincoln.
Ronald Reagan.
Donald Trump.
John F. Kennedy.
President Obama.
The other George Bush.
So just George Bush?
Yeah.
George Bush.
Damn it!
Senior.
Frank Underwood.
Okay.
Frank Underwood wouldn't count.
No, Frank okay, Underwood would not count it. 1-0 to Hawkins. I get this. It's all over. Here we go. As the texts continue to roll in.
No. Check jellyfish.org. It's a jellyfish.
Anyway.
Boom.
Move on.
No, you both agreed to move
okay.
on. Sorry.
Yeah, right.
This is it. Here we go. Move on. Bloody hell, it's 7 o'clock. We're going to get off the air. All right. Here we go.
TV shows set in hospitals.
Oh, Shortland Street.
Yeah.
All Saints. It's an Australian drama.
Scrubs.
Grey's Anatomy!
I still had Casualty up my sleeve. I was going to nail that one. Thank you very much. 1-1. Now, what does that mean?
It's a tie. So we need to do another round.
Oh, okay.
Same thing it means every week, my friend.
I do not want to lose to a girl that says, 1-1, what does that mean?
Someone's actually texting saying I'm so sick of Jason's attitude. So there we go.
Aren't we all? But let's move on.
Oh, text someone else. All right. Here we go. This is it. This is the decider.
Movie titles with the word the in it.
The Lord of the Rings.
The Firm.
The Notebook.
The Jurassic Park?
Yes! Back baby! Oh yeah! It feels so good!
The Jurassic Park.
What year did that come out? Is that directed by Spielberg?
Did they have movies when you were a kid?
13-12, not so far apart anymore.
I am off to jellyfishorg.com. The Jason PJ Podcast. Apologies for that.
Sorry.
A lot of people sending through descriptions of blue bottles and jellyfish and quite a fair bit of positive feedback coming through on the old text machine as well, Alex.
Yeah, people are not a fan of you and your attitude, it would seem.
Look, it's...
Jace being a bad sport sounds like a typical Aussie. Jace needs to grow up. I've stopped listening to ZM after 20 years of listening to it because of Jace.
Well, it sounds like they outgrew the demo anyway.
Jason!
Okay.
Car radio feed.
So, there's something I would like to address. And I mean this from a nice place. And it's my friend that actually brought this up with me, right? Mate
are
of mine.
Are you trying to throw your friend under the bus?
No.
It sounds like you're about to say something pretty
I got a mate of mine, James, who lives over in WA, right?
Western Australia.
I was chatting to him the other day on Facebook. Mm. And I said, how's things? He goes, yeah, good. Got a new missus. We've been going great. And I said, oh, awesome. And he goes, hey, mate, go and check out my updated photo. I'm doing pretty well. I'm punching. And I thought, okay, all right, big call. Let me go and check out who you're dating.
Mm.
Then I pulled up the photo. I'm just going to show you a photo. That's his girlfriend there in the red dress.
Wow.
Very pretty, isn't she?
Very pretty. But I mean, Jason, it's not all about looks. Let's just remember that.
No, it isn't.
Hawkins.
Okay. Oh, please, you're the one single, eyeing off every single sailor in Team New Zealand at the moment.
On their personality.
So that's her there, right? Beautiful girl.
Yep.
I'm now going to scroll across and show you a photo of her and my mate. You tell me if he's punching.
Jason.
Describe what he looks like.
He looks a nice guy. He looks down to earth.
He's a big lad.
Yeah, he
with
looks
a blade one haircut, Dawes' ears. Like, and I can say that because mine are the same.
You said Dawes' ears.
Like they look like Dawes'
right,
car doors.
Okay. Yeah. He's got like a nice sort of checkered shirt on.
So there's a photo I'm showing you at the moment. There's a good-looking guy, the girl in the middle, and then my mate. If I put my hand over my mate, the other two in the photo look like a couple.
They do, but that's been very shallow.
That's been very shallow here. He knows. He knows he's punching.
And I think a lot of people do when they're in a relationship and they're punching.
Right, but here's my question.
Yeah.
Do you think the good-looking person in the relationship
knows
that the other person's punching? Do you know what I mean? Do they sit there and look and go?
I'm punching. No, because they wouldn't see it like that because they'd be in love with that person for the person they are and their personality.
They are punching to be with me. That's what they'd be thinking. I don't think they would be.
I think love's blind and they'd be like, I don't care what they look like.
Let's do a little social experiment.
No.
Do you know you're the good looking one in the relationship? Do you know your partner's punching?
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Is your partner punching? Like, you know you're the good-looking one in the relationship.
Is shallow, right?
I know, but they obviously love them for many reasons and stuff like that. I just want to see if we get them. Ella, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So you know your partner's punching?
Yeah, a little bit.
How long have you guys been together?
6 months.
Right.
Oh, okay, so it's very much in its infancy. Okay, bold of you to call up.
Does he know he's punching?
Yeah, he knows.
Does he know that you know that he's punching?
Yeah, everyone knows.
Right, but okay, by the sound of it, you really remind him as well.
I don't know.
So what is it? Let me guess, funny fat guy? Is it just... No, well, that's what people say to me. Is it just like a personality thing? What attracts you to him?
He's not like a player, which is...
Yes,
you know, he's
amen,
nice
sister.
Good girl. Yeah. You've good gone. Girl. What you're saying is you've settled for the safe option. Oh, no.
For a guy who is genuine and likes her for who
yeah,
she
sorry.
Is.
Sorry, what I mean smooth. Is what I mean is you're not chasing the bad boys anymore. Oh, God.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, right, gotcha.
Good sorry. On you, Ella.
Sorry. Oh, that was awkward. Anonymous has called through. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
I like your play that you've come through, Anonymous. Is your partner punching?
Well, actually, I had a friend tell me that he's punching in looks, but... I'm punching
in
personality.
Oh, okay, so you even each other out well.
So are they saying you have a shit personality? I think that's what they're
just
saying,
like, I'm
mate.
Not going to answer that.
Just a heads up between you and I.
Michaela, joining us on $800 ZM, is your partner punching?
Well, we always say that we think the other person's sort of, you know, pretty good looking and that, you know, that we're punching for them, but eventually we end up arguing. We're like, you know what, I think you're punching for me, eh?
Oh, that's a common conversation
relationship. So you both separately think you're
each punching.
Hot.
No, you're punching.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, you know, I'm punching for you. And it's sort of like, you know, like, you're too arrogant. I think I'm, you know.
Yeah, right.
We always end up swapping.
Right. You definitely think I'm punching, don't
no.
you?
No.
Quick round the grounds, Alex.
No, Jase.
You think I'm punching?
Yeah, absolutely, but I don't think that's a bad thing. That's more of like a testament to you as a person.
Yes, yes. You like you've
what,
got.
What I like what he says is like, yeah, no, absolutely.
Jason PJ, the podcast. Spy.co.nz.
Taylor Swift has pretty much been in hibernation recently, allegedly working on a new album, but she recently took some time out from songwriting to send a sweet message to Russell Westbrook. Now, he was the MVP at the NBA Awards.
The what?
The MVP at the NBA Awards.
What's the MVP?
Most valuable player.
Oh, the MVP. Gotcha.
Yeah. What do you think I said?
Doesn't matter. Right, so
yeah,
he's
MVP.
He's just...
So he won, and it was like the big award of the night. And she sent him this sweet message.
Ah, Russell, it's Taylor. Remember, I was the one who taught you how to play basketball. I was the one who taught you to dribble, to shoot hoops, you know? And I remember the first time you beat me at basketball, and I was very upset, and you said, if you remember correctly, you said, you just have to shake it off. Actually, we've never met, and that's a fake story, but I wish it were the truth.
You know, she said that we've never met.
Yeah, you know, that was all like a joke. Like, oh, Russell, remember how I helped you out?
For any of his friends that he's obviously said over the years, no, Taylor Swift and I are friends. And they're like, yeah, sure. And then a video comes up and they'll be like, I'm sorry, mate. Yeah, I'm sorry, I doubted you.
That is your Spy Rock. What you got with OGX Hair Care, Beauty, Pure and Simple.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.